Let us now try to seek the Lord's countenance in prayer. Almighty, all-knowing, and all-sufficient Lord, it is in the morning hour of this Sabbath day that we are yet privileged to gather in thy house. Lord, thou dost give unto us a place yet upon thy footstool, where we may assemble around thy word and testimony. Gracious Lord, give us then a humble heart, for it could have been so altogether different. Lord, there have been some who stood around an open grave. Others are at home or in various circumstances of need, of weakness and affliction, that they are not able to come up to thy house. And Lord, all these circumstances are known to thee, and now thou affords unto us a place yet, and thy house in quietness, that the doors were opened, and that we may be together and seek thy countenance. O Lord, wilt thou then come in this morning hour and put dung around the tree of our life? Wilt thou provide a portion of manna unto thy wilderness travelers? Wilt thou give them an Elam in this morning hour, that there may be some palm trees with some fruit and with some shade, that there may be some wells of water from which thy people may drink, else the way would be too great for them. Lord, wilt thou do a wonder then in our midst? Even as the prophet was so discouraged that he even desired that he would die, and thou didst give him rest and woke him up, thou didst arouse him and say, arise and eat the cake and the water. And by renewal thou wert so gracious unto him. And then also thou hast said that the way would be too great for thee. Lord, thou knowest if there is such a one in our midst. It is true what thy word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but through all those afflictions they must enter into thy kingdom. And then it is a people that so often is troubled by that word righteous, because they cannot find the righteousness in themselves. And thereby they are driven on their knees once again. O righteous Lord, remember me in grace. Let me salvation see the grace thou showest to thy saints, that grace wilt thou give it even unto me. Lord, then it is one who sits there as a blind beggar by the wayside. Son of David, have mercy upon me. Oh, it is a people whom thou leadest in the crosses and afflictions, lest we be at home here below. Lord, and in every nest in which those birds do sit, there will be a thorn, so they would not always desire to be here below. And yet, Lord, through the wilderness they must go. Wilt thou then show the pillar of the cloud and the pillar of fire? And wilt thou strengthen thy people? Lord, thou knowest what is needed in all their afflictions. Wilt thou lead them further into all truth, that there is no one who has gone the way before him, and he carried the cross? He was scourged and he was buffeted. He was mocked and he was scorned, and he was innocently condemned to death. He was nailed to the cross, but what a wonder, Lord, that there was one who had to be compelled to carry that cross after him, and he was released and received that liberty while the Savior suffered for him. Lord, wilt thou then give it spiritually for each and every one of us? For it is not by nature that we seek to carry a cross. But if thou dost put it upon our shoulders, Lord, then thou shalt also give the strength. And thou shalt incline the heart. And thou shalt give that denying of self and that following of the Savior. And if we may have that following life, him in view, oh Lord, then it cannot go wrong, no matter how high the waves will come and how much the billows roar. Lord, look upon thy Zion. Wilt thou then teach and strengthen? Give unto all those that are without grace a portion of that grace, that also in this morning hour we may hear what we miss, that a holy jealousy would be wrought by thy Spirit. For Lord, if there is a void within, it must be filled. That is a hunger and that is a thirst. And Lord, if thou wilt bless us with such a missing heart, with such an aching void, oh, then that is already a blessing. If sins and guilt come home and thou dost show it unto us, we receive a blessing. But then, Lord, give further blessings also. Look upon the whole congregation, also upon those that listen along from near or far. It is but one thing that is needful, and that is thy grace in the heart. That is that place at the feet of thee, O Savior, as Mary was privileged to occupy, to hearken unto thy word. Oh, give now many Marys in this morning. And give now that thou, O Savior, will speak unto us, that thy word may prevail, that a rider on the white horse would go forth conquering and to conquer. Lord, and thou shalt give, thou shalt show that thou art a surprising God unto thy people that deserve nothing, that cannot count on anything anymore. Wilt thou then yet build the walls of Jerusalem and gather those that are cast out? Build Jerusalem. Lord, remember then young and old, great and small. A family received a little child, and Lord, we lay them before thy countenance again. It is a wonder that takes place, and now that shows that another wonder must take place in the heart of that little one. And the whole family, and the whole church, and all those who listen. Give also unto that husband and father who hopes to commemorate in this coming week, that the years will be multiplied also for him, still in the land of the living. Oh, bless him with thy grace and a visit from on high, together with his wife and other loved ones. Lord, remember then those who are in need, with weakness of the body, declining, Lord, an older husband and father and grandfather, in that declining way, visit him with thy salvation. Remember the others in homes of care, those that are in their own homes, thou art not limited to time or place. Grant a thankful heart also unto a wife and mother who had an operation, and yet, Lord, thou hast made it so well that she could come home and that there is healing experienced. Oh, that it would humble her, that it would give a broken and a contrite heart, and say, Lord, why me? Oh, and as thou hast shown to guide the hands of the doctors and bless it hitherto, so thou art able to do as the heavenly physician and grant the healing of broken hearts. Oh, break then the heart and heal it. Remember each and every one, Lord, the handicapped, the lonely ones, those who are widowers and widows, those who are orphans or other ones with crosses and burdens that none or very few do know about, but wilt thou then yet regard. Look upon thy Zion over the face of this earth. Convert Jew and Gentile, be with those who labor in the churches, thy servants, anoint them, make it true for them. And Lord, those who are called upon to read in vacant places, they need likewise thy help and thy strength, thy leading. Lord, care then for those who labor upon the mission field and in various places. Oh, it is only of thee that their help can come. Give them to look up unto the mountains whence all their help can and shall come. Lord, take care of us now. Be with the students, and wilt thou give them the instruction that is needed. And Lord, if now in this morning we hope to have a portion of thy word and lay it in the midst of the congregation, thou knowest what all went on. And Lord, then a week full of circumstances has again taken place, and yet thou hast brought us hitherto and strengthenest us until this moment. May there be errands, and may there be hurts, may there be hungering souls. May there be beggars, and may there be creepers, may there be weepers also. May there be those who say, Lord, look upon us all together. Be thou in our midst and show us something of that great glory. Even as Moses desired to have thou show him thy glory. Lord, open then the heavens this morning. And even as Paul spoke at the riverside, or we speak at the lakeside. And Lord, may it then be that the hearts of Lydia's are opened in this morning. And that we may be together in thy favor, that no hindrances would be in the way, that the buyers and sellers all have to be taken out, and that thou wouldest yet turn over the tables of the money changers. Lord, give then what is needed, what we do not deserve. But, O, we come unto thee in the name of thy blessed Son, Christ Jesus, that only Redeemer. And thou hast testified, I have laid up help upon one that is mighty, and he is strong to save. And then he saves even unto the uttermost. He lifts up out of the deepest pit. He gathers from the ends of the earth. He will pardon the greatest sinners. And he will help those in mercy that are brought down. Lord, wilt thou then give that we may be bound together and bear one another's burdens even in this day, and so fulfill that law of Christ. Lord, help us then in the pardoning of all our sins. For Jesus' sake alone. Amen.